Good morning. How are you? Welcome to the first edition of August Answers to Cat Grooming Questions. Hello, I am Danelle German, the founder of the National Cat Groomers Institute. After opening a feline exclusive salon in South Carolina and rapidly growing my clientele into the thousands back in the day before social media was even a thing, I discovered that the pet grooming industry as a whole completely overlooked cat grooming as a viable vocation. So to fill that void, I wrote the world's first certification standards and training material for cat grooming and have since trained students from all over the globe. Today, during the episode of August Answers to Cat Grooming Questions, I'm going to share with you exactly what I have said literally thousands of times to potential clients calling my salon to inquire about services and pricing, because we all know that first question they ask is usually about the price, right? Hello, how much do you charge to groom a cat? Well, my friends, it ain't about the price. It really is not at all about the price. And I'm going to tell you what it is about just right here in a second. But first, let me read the question before I get to the answer. The question I received: I get cat calls every week, but hardly anyone books an appointment. They ask how much we charge to groom a cat and then look elsewhere when they find out how much it is. How can I get clients to book an appointment? I really can't afford to lower my prices. You see, I have heard this question asked in a variety of ways more times than I can count. And that's how I know it's something you probably deal with as well. So here is one way this can go. Hello, how much do you charge to groom a cat? 85 and up. Click. Buzz. I know that's total old school phone sounds, but you get my point. The answer, quoting prices, assumes that the real question here is how much do you charge to groom a cat? But that is not the real question. The real question is this: I am dealing with some icky, unsightly problems with my cat, and they are beginning to become embarrassing or completely out of control. Do you have solutions to these problems? You see, the cat has issues, issues the owner cannot fix on their own, and they are calling around trying to find that person who can fix those issues. And fortunately for us cat groomers, very few people can fix those issues, which means we have little to no competition. But in order to land this client, we need to get the conversation off the price and onto the issues and solutions. And here's how you do this. Hello, how much do you charge to groom a cat? What kind of cat do you have and what issues are you dealing with exactly? Well, my cat has this little tangle of knotted hair on his back leg that he won't let me get out, and he's been tearing up the furniture with his claws. I tried to cut them once, and that did not go well. Do you trim nails? Oh, yes, indeed. We can definitely get the mats and tangles out as well. Not a problem. It's what we do. Let's get you on the schedule as soon as possible before the tangle gets any worse, and when you come for your appointment, I'll do a really quick assessment of your cat and let you know the best options for him, and then we'll get you taken care of. Are mornings good for you? I've got a 10 o'clock opening next Thursday. At this point, the client may ask how much the groom will be, but in my experience, that rarely happens. What they really wanted to know was whether or not I could solve their problems, and since I confidently assured them I could solve the problems, the price thing just tends to fade off into the background. It was merely an opener for a phone call because the cat owner didn't know what to ask first. It's not about the price. It's really about the problem that the cat owner cannot fix themselves. And so here they are, searching out the services of a pro to get things in order. That's the main thing. Hey, kitty, I think I'll call around to find someone to give you a spa day just because I love you so much and I have some spare cash on hand. Said no cat owner ever. Remember, there are always issues behind those cat call inquiries. Shedding, matting, sharp claws, dandruff, allergens, fleas, poopy bums, and more. And remember this too, cats do not groom themselves. They lick, and that's gross. They've got issues. Do you have solutions? Be sure to check out the link posted here for my free webinar, How to Get and Keep Cat Clients, where I dive deeper into this topic. Simply click to register, and please do join the Intro to NCGI Cat Grooming Facebook group. It's open to all who want to learn more, and I've got a free phone script cheat sheet there for you to download as well. So be sure to go to Intro to NCGI Cat Grooming group to grab that now. Links will be posted below. I'll see you next week for the newest edition of August Answers to Cat Grooming Questions. Thanks for tuning in.